opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win.
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. And you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas. I hope you had fun. The near and the dear ones. The old and the young. A very Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. And a Happy New Year to all of you. 2017's a good one. Well, I don't know about no fear, but at least minimal fear.
So this is Christmas.
That's John Lennon, of course, with Happy Christmas. And we're wishing you a happy and merry Christmas and a happy New Year. 2017 on its way here soon. You're a radio activist here on WRFD. Another year, 2016, coming to a close. What a year. Amazing year, wasn't it? One more time. Well, today is December 8th. Actually, this will be broadcast on, I think, December 11th. But I'm recording this on December 8th, and it's a sad day for me. I'm a Beatles fan, and John Lennon was assassinated December 8th, 1980. It's been 36 years since John Lennon was shot and killed in New York City. And so it's kind of I don't actually memorialize it every single year, but just so happens that I'm broadcasting today. And, I do think about that. Now, of course, John Lennon, please, folks, I understand he was not the best of men and all that thing about there being no heaven and so forth and so on. But anyway, I liked him as a musician. I liked the Beatles music. I think about the loss that was to the world and the music that he and the Beatles put forward. It was the day the music died for me. It was the day the music died. Yeah, for some of you listeners, that's probably, 1980 was a long, long time ago, 36 years. But anyway, Merry Christmas from your radio activist here and voice of resistance. And folks, I have news to bring to you. Some of you are going to be disappointed about this announcement, but I am going to go off the air. This will be the last broadcast for your radio activist here on WRFD, 880 AM, for the foreseeable future. I'm not ruling out a radio program on this radio station in the future, but for now, it's time. It's just time for me to move on. I have other priorities that I'd like to take care of, and I may, as I say, go back on the radio at some point in the future. But at least for the foreseeable time period, I am going off the air. This will be the last broadcast of the Mark Harrington Show, your radio activist here on WRFD. As far as our Podbean and iTunes broadcast, I'm not sure. I think we're eventually going to put something together that will go on social media. Might be a combination of live broadcasting, podcasting, with commentary straight from social media, which seems to be the media that most of our the audience that I want to reach are actually paying attention to. So we will we'll be moving on. It's been two straight years. I've been on and off the radio for about 10, I guess. If you wanted to take into account all the time that I've been on the program, about 100 shows in the last 2 years, and it's just time for me to move on right now and focus on some other priorities that we have as an organization at Created Equal, and some of the goals that I have as an individual, and that is to continue our reach, continue to have an impact on the culture. Teaching worldview, teaching pro-life apologetics and activism. So this will be the last broadcast of the Mark Harrington Show on WRFD for the foreseeable future. If you're interested and you want to stay connected to us, go to my personal Facebook page at Mark Harrington on Facebook. Podcasts that we will be creating here in the future will be put on that medium, as well as the Created Equal Facebook page. So if you want to stay listening or watching what we're doing at Created Equal and want to hear from me as far as my analysis of the culture war as it relates to the issue of abortion, then you can certainly follow us on Facebook. That would be my biggest suggestion right now, is just to carry on by, if you're interested in following us, to follow us on Facebook. So that's that. Now, as far as our successes in 2017, and I've been racking them up lately. It's very interesting. We, when Donald Trump said that on the campaign trail, that if you elect him, that we are going to get so tired of winning that he said that you're going to be begging him to stop. that he said that we as Americans don't win anymore. You remember that? Remember that? And that we're going to start winning again. And that you're going to get so tired of winning that you're going to ask him to stop. Well, you know, we've had a string of victories here. I was not a big Trump fan, but he won. I supported him. I voted for him. I endorsed him. And I asked others to vote for him. As an individual, that is. Created Equal tried to get the pro-life vote out by going into the battleground states. And we were successful in doing that. So we've seen the victory there. And then right after that, Stericycle, the company that we had gone and attempted to connect to Planned Parenthood and partnering by as a medical waste company and exposing them to the community and to their clients and shareholders, was successful in the sense that they tried to sue us and had to voluntarily dismiss the lawsuit. That happened about 3 weeks ago. So we racked up another win, another success in 2016. And then I got news just about a week ago that the abortionist, the notorious abortionist, Martin Haskell out of Kettering, Ohio, has had his license revoked again by the Ohio Department of Health. And all of the news items that came out by the, and it was carried on all over the country by the Associated Press News Report, gave Created Equal the primary responsibility for Haskell having his license revoked, because Martin Haskell could not find enough physicians to sign on to the transfer agreement that is required for ambulatory surgical centers. And they attributed the reason for that, the reason that these folks could not find enough OBGYNs or other physicians to sign on to the transfer agreement, they attributed that to yours truly and Created Equal. Now, Martin Haskell is not officially closed, and I'm certain that he's going to appeal the revocation of his license, as he has in the past. But he's running out of legal options to keep that baby-killing machine open in Kettering, Ohio. So another victory is that Martin Haskell is one step closer to being shut down. And I think eventually his remedies, his attempts to find legal avenues to stay open, are going to come to a close And a lot of it has to do with the fact that we went into the community and made it virtually impossible for someone to be willing to sign on to his transfer agreement, because they knew that if they did, they would have to face us, that is, pro-life activists who would make it very difficult for them to publicly be disconnected from the abortion industry. And so that's another victory. And then just this week, out of nowhere almost, the heartbeat bill, something that I have supported since 2011, 5.5 years, almost 6 years ago, the bill was introduced into the General Assembly for the first time. And almost out of nowhere, the heartbeat bill is now sitting on the desk of John Kasich, our governor here in Ohio, for signature. Yes, that's right. That's right. For so many years, a coalition led by Janet Porter Folger, or Folger Porter, is it Folger Porter? Yeah, okay. My good friend Janet and others, the Ohio Pro-Life Action, Created Equal and others, have been pushing for the passage of the heartbeat bill for 5.5 years. We have invested hours and hours of our time and resources financially to try to get this thing to the governor's desk. And out of the blue, unbeknownst to me, I mean, I didn't even know it was going on, because frankly, in the last year or so, I just had not been as involved as in the past. It was included as an amendment to a bill that was already before the House and Senate. A rider, if you will. The heartbeat bill passed and now sits on the desk of John Kasich. And I'm asking our listeners right now to take down this phone number. Folks, the time is now. 5.5 years of labor, 5.5 years of fighting to get the heartbeat bill passed, which would save about 90 or so percent of all the babies that are lined up for abortion in Ohio. Would be spared by the heartbeat bill if it was put into law. Thousands of them, 19,000 would be my estimate, per year that would be saved by the heartbeat bill or law. That now sits on the desk of John Kasich. And I want you to write down this phone number and call the governor and ask him to sign the heartbeat bill. Here's the phone number to the governor Kasich, 614-466-3555. That's 614-466-3555. Call Governor Kasich right now and let him know that you want him to sign the Protective Heartbeat Bill into law. It's fitting, folks, that this is my last program. And on my last program, after 5.5 years of laboring to try to get this passed, lobbying the General Assembly, showing up on the State House lawn, showing up in hearings and conferences and press conferences, and putting our message forward that the heartbeat bill is one signature away from being put into law. Again, call Governor Kasich at 614-466-3555 and tell him to sign the Protective Heartbeat Bill into law. The time is now. We'll be right back.
Troy Newman talks about why he supports Mark Harrington and Created Equal.
You know, to me, Mark Harrington is more than just a friend of 20 years. He's a colleague that blends kind of this rare expression of passion and intelligence. And it's locked in, and he's tuned in to the young people, the people who don't know Christ, don't understand the pro-life message. You know, the other thing I love about Mark and Created Equal is they think strategically. They've got a long-term vision to turn the pro-life movement over to the next generation, to use the tactics of this day and age, to think ahead of what the next tactic is going to be, and use it for long-term impacts to ultimately win this battle. We're here to win, because winning is how the killing stops. We're not here just to perpetuate a job, and Mark isn't here just to continue to have a job. I think Mark's a lot like me. We want to work ourselves out of a job win this battle, and then go on to something else, like raise our families.
That's right, John Kasich. Anymore. That's right. Get out your phone right now and dial the number. Come on, let's bury John Kasich in phone calls right now. 614-466-3555. That's right, John. Come on, Governor Kasich, step up. It's time. You say you're pro-life? Well, here we're going to find out. Are you going to sign the Protective Heartbeat Bill into law or not? Or is it just rhetoric with you? We'll find out. Call Governor Kasich right now. The phone number is 614-466-3555. Again, Governor Kasich, 614-466-3555. If you can't write it down right now, you're driving around, go to my Facebook page. I've got it there atop of the feed. You can call him with that phone number, 614-466-3555. John Kasich, sign the heartbeat bill into law. Now, there are people out there that say that this is a waste of time, that it's going to be found unconstitutional, the courts are going to hold it up. It'll never be put into law. Well, let me just address that. And I, as I have over the years of being on this program, the heartbeat bill challenges Roe v. Wade frontally. That means it basically defies Roe and says, we don't recognize Roe v. Wade, and we're going to do what we need to do in the state of Ohio to protect human life. In May of 2011, I addressed a state house crowd, and I basically dealt with this issue of whether the heartbeat bill was unconstitutional. And this is what I said.
Interprets the law. Sadly, in Ohio, that's all scrambled up. We've got it backwards. There are legislators in our Senate, a particular number of them.
And the governor, confused. By the way. The governor feels this way, too.
They've become judges. Right? Even before they pass the heartbeat bill, they say it's unconstitutional. We've got it backwards. We rightly decry judicial activism in America, don't we? We don't want judges to be legislators. But we don't want legislators to be judges either. Right? The separation of powers has been flipped on its head in this state by this Senate because they say before this has ever been passed or even given a vote that it's unconstitutional. That's not their role. That's not their role. What these legislators have forgotten is that it's Roe v. Wade that's unconstitutional, not the heartbeat bill. Roe v. Wade is unconstitutional. And those that bend the knee to the worst ruling in United States history are no better than the ones that wrote it. They're no better. It's time our legislators stay what they are, and that's legislate, and do the right thing, do the people's business, and pass the heartbeat bill now.
Amen.
Yeah. Pass it now.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That was 5 years ago, exhorting the legislature to pass the heartbeat bill, and guess what happened? 5.5 years later, it's passed. Now, it sits on the desk of John Kasich, governor of Ohio. And folks, we can make a difference right now by calling the governor at 614-466-3555. Governor Kasich has, at least in the times that he has mentioned the heartbeat bill, has said that he has concerns about it being unconstitutional. It was the same issue that Senator Favor had, who was the president of the Senate. Senator Tom Niehaus had. But things have changed, folks. Guess what? There's a new man in the White House. There's a new man in the White House. His name's Donald Trump, and he has said that he is going to put pro-life justices on the Supreme Court. So this argument that the Roe v. Wade is the law of the land, this could be addressed by this upcoming Supreme Court in the next 4 to 8 years. If Donald Trump gets to put 1, 2, 3, maybe even 4 U.S. Supreme Court justices on the Supreme Court, and a case like the heartbeat bill or other laws came to be came to the U.S. Supreme Court, it's possible, maybe even likely, if there was a anti-Roe majority, that Roe v. Wade could be struck down, and then the bills like the heartbeat bill, the law like the heartbeat bill, could be enacted into law. So that argument should be tossed out the window right now, that the Supreme Court's makeup isn't conducive to reversing Roe v. Wade. We don't have a crystal ball, but we certainly could say that it's more likely than it would have been a year or two or 3 years ago under Barack Obama. So that's one reason why a Senator Faber more than likely allowed this bill to come to a vote. And it should be the reason that Governor Kasich should sign the law, or at least let it allow it to go into law, which, by the way, he can just not, he can do nothing. In other words, he doesn't have to sign it. And within 10 days, it becomes law. So that's another option for Mr. Kasich, is that he can just allow it to become law by not signing the thing. So I think we're in a position where this actually could get put into law. Now, it's going to be challenged, as it should or would. It will, because we know the makeup of the courts. But we should be confronting Roe v. Wade directly, defying the unjust law of Roe versus Wade. And that's what the heartbeat bill does. So, folks, 614-466-3555. Call Governor Kasich and tell him to sign the heartbeat bill, or just allow it to go into law after the 10-day period. It's historic what's happening around the country. States like Ohio are enacting these types of pieces of legislation, and we're just happy that after 5 years this is happening. It shows that persistence matters. And I want to tip my hat to Janet Folger Porter, and the fact that she's worked on this for so long, labored so long, and we put a lot of effort in it as well for at least 3.5 years, consistently pressing and lobbying down at the State House, and now finally it's gone to the governor's desk. One more time. Governor Kasich, 614-466-3555 is the number. Now, as we wrap up this final broadcast of the Mark Harrington Show, I exhort you folks to follow us on Facebook. We will be coming forward with more than likely a new setup with a podcast, some Facebook live broadcasting. We will likely be working on that in the coming weeks and months. So I'm asking you to continue to follow us on Facebook at Created Equal. You can also go to our website at createdequal.org. This is the end of the year, and this is when we look to raise a large portion of our financial budget. You can support our ministry and support me as a missionary by going to createdequal.org and give electronically by clicking on the donate link, or writing a check today to P.O. Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43236. Make it out to Created Equal. Your gifts are tax deductible. They go directly to paying for the effective outreach of Created Equal. Again, Created Equal, P.O. Box 360-502, Columbus, Ohio, 43236. Please help us out financially. It's been a pleasure to be on the air with you every single week here on WRFD. We look forward to you following us on Created Equal's Facebook page and social media in the future. Signing off one more time. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington,
your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal.
For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net,
createdequal.net.
Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders
in the culture war.